You are listening to the audio production of Welcome, Loving Your Church by Making Space for Everyone, by Jen Oshman, published by One Audio Books. This book was originally published by the Good Book Company and is read by the author. For Redemption Parker, You Welcome So Well.
Forward by Tim Challies, blogger and author, Elder, Grace Fellowship Church, Toronto, August 2022. Of all the tasks that may fall to me on a Sunday morning, my favorite is to stand by the doors of the church, greet people as they arrive, and welcome them to our worship service. I'm not the most outgoing person in the world, so it's not like this comes naturally. I'm not the most loquacious person in the world, so it's not like the words flow easily. But it has still become my favorite task, because I believe in it so deeply. As I stand there, I have the privilege of greeting people who are very much like me and people who are very different. I welcome those who are young and those who are old, those who have served Christ for decades and those who have known him for only a week. I welcome those who are dear friends and those I have never met, those who have resided in my country for their entire lives, and those who have only just arrived. I welcome the strong and the weak, the happy and the sad, the well-known and the anonymous, the believer and the unbeliever. And I welcome them all to join in the same activity, in the same place, and for the same purpose. There's something so sweetly unifying about it, something so deeply moving. That simple welcome is not merely a means to usher people from the front door to their seat. Its value is not merely practical. Rather, it is a picture of something much greater, a symbol of something much more precious. In its own way, that welcome represents God's welcome for those he loves. As I welcome people to Grace Fellowship Church, I am reminding them of the way God welcomes them into his kingdom. As I welcome people to this brief time of worship, I am reminding them that God welcomes them into an eternity of worship. Isn't it so often true of God's ways that something that appears so small can actually mean so much? In this short but meaty book, one that mines deep truths from Scripture and then applies them in very practical ways, Jen Oshman wants you to consider that because God has welcomed you, it falls to you to welcome others. Not only that, but in the way God has welcomed you, he now calls you to welcome them. The God who has related to you with such kindness, such generosity, such magnanimity, now calls you to relate to others likewise. Of course, this goes far beyond taking your post at the front doors of the church for 30 minutes on the occasional Sunday morning. It extends to what happens before the service, but also during and after it. It extends to how you behave in the church, but also to how you behave in the home and the neighborhood. It directs the way you relate to friends, but also to strangers and even enemies. It impacts your hospitality and your evangelism, your weekdays as much as your weekends. It turns out that a true welcome is not just a hand extended on a Sunday morning, but a way to live the Christian life. I'm thankful for this book and gladly commend it to you. May you read it and then prayerfully consider how to do it, how to welcome others with all the joy, all the devotion with which God has welcomed you.
Introduction. I remember being on a mission trip years ago and chatting with another woman on the team as we waited to board our plane from Japan to Thailand. We were living in Japan at the time, ministering to the American military stationed there. The mission team was made up of men and women from all military branches and ranks, everything from a newly enlisted Marine up to a high-ranking Air Force officer, and a wide variety in between. My friend and teammate Jenna remarked, "We have a pretty weird team here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?